Welcome to the Restaurant Boss Podcast, where you can make more money, have more freedom, and actually start to enjoy owning your restaurant. If you're feeling overwhelmed, stressed, and just sick of the struggle, you've come to the right place. So here is your host, the Restaurant Boss himself, Ryan Bromfin.
Hey everybody, Ryan Gromfin here, author, speaker, chef, restaurateur, and founder of therestaurantboss.com, clickbacon.com, and scalemyrestaurant.com. Now, normally when I film my blog videos, I'm all formal and I set up my camera and I stand here behind this wall and I make sure that it's framed perfectly, but I was rehearsing for this video about to set up my office and it's just running through me right now. Like, this is something I'm so passionate about. So I just decided to just grab the selfie stick and film. You can even see my thumb there. Hello. And you're getting a behind the scenes look in my office. But is the restaurant business hard? You know, I get this question all the time. People tell me it's just so hard. But you know what? What I believe about the restaurant business is it's not really that hard. What makes it hard is doing 100 or even 1,000 easy things well every day. Now, let me explain. But first, I want to go back a few steps. When I was operating some restaurants in a partnership about 12, 13 years ago, I was a partner and I was operating 4 restaurants. At the time I had 3 open and I got rushed to the emergency room one night because of what I found out to be were ulcers, acid that had built up in my body, burnt a hole in my stomach because of the stress, struggle, and overwhelm of operating restaurants. I was struggling. I thought it was really hard. Previous to that, I had worked in some great restaurants and some great hotels and I was a very successful chef and I thought this was just the next step in my career. This was gonna be easy, but it wasn't. I struggled. And the doctor told me to take 2 weeks off work, right? That's pretty funny. I had no medical, no paid leave. Like, how was I supposed to take 2 weeks off work? But I was able to take 1 day off work, and 1 day is almost the same as 2 weeks. Not really. But anyways, I took that 1 day off and I laid in bed and I started asking myself the question of what's gonna be different? What's gonna be different tomorrow, the next day, the next week, whatever, so this doesn't keep happening to me? And what I decided at that moment in time was that I needed some help. And I thought back to some Tony Robbins stuff that I had done. And I pulled out my CDs for, I think the program was called Get the Edge, Tony Robbins course. And I went through it again. And what I realized, what he helped me realize was a concept called chunking it down. And chunking it down is basically taking things that are big and overwhelming and difficult and breaking them into their smallest parts and pieces. Like, there's an expression, how do you eat an elephant one bite at a time? And as you break these things down, you start to realize like, hey, what I'm actually doing in the restaurant business isn't that hard. What's making it hard is that I'm trying to do it all at once. I'm trying to look at it all as one thing rather than chunking it down and telling myself what I just said earlier, which is the restaurant business isn't really all that hard. What we're doing is not all that hard. We're welcoming guests. We're treating them kindly and with respect. We're cooking them food and giving them drinks, and that's about it. It's not really that hard. What makes it hard is doing 100 easy things well every day. And so it was through the work in courses, in online courses with a coach, that I was able to turn those restaurants around. And that really inspired me to the point where when that partnership fell apart in a blaze of glory, it was a beautiful explosion like most partnerships are, and I was stuck jobless, I wanted to consult. I wanted to coach because I had learned so much and I had grown so much in my career, my career at the time of operating restaurants, that I wanted to help other people do it. And so that's why I've created courses and that's why I've offered coaching. But I couldn't afford to work one-on-one with Tony Robbins. I think he's like $4 million a year if you want to work with him. So I went through his courses. So that's why the first thing I did when I started my consulting was create a course. But it's also because of a guy named Brendan Burchard. And when I decided to start consulting, I was getting very overwhelmed by everything I had to do. And what I realized is, why am I going to go through the pain I went through when I started operating a restaurant, to go through that pain and make those mistakes only to then realize that I need some help? Why not just start right out day one? When I started my coaching and consulting career, go out and find a great coach. And so Brendan Burchard was recommended to me, and I couldn't afford to work with Brendan Burchard one-on-one. I could barely even afford to go through one of his courses. At the time it was $2,000, but I put it on a credit card and I made the commitment. And that course called Experts Academy really changed my life, and it really accelerated my consulting career to the point where now I'm blessed and able to be a full-time, very successful coach and consultant in the restaurant business, helping lots of restaurant owners all over the world. It's amazing, and I'm so blessed to be able to do it. But again, I believe I was able to do it because of the things I learned going through Tony Robbins courses, and then the things I learned going through Brendon Burchard courses of, okay, you wanna be a coach, you wanna be a consultant, here's what you need to do. Go do this, go do this, go do this. And while you're doing this, break that down into these little things and do this, then do this, then do this. Like a website. Okay, fine, I need a website. What goes on my website? Well, Brendon Burchard told me there's 7 pages that you need on an expert website. That's what it's called, the expert industry. So I built those 7 pages. That wasn't all that hard. And even when I needed to learn how to build web pages, I took courses for that. So this idea of courses and coaches isn't really all that strange or that odd, yet for some reason, one of the most important things in our life, like our career, we don't think to hire coaches for. We hire coaches and go through courses if we wanted to get better at golf, if we wanted to get better at piano. Like taking a piano course online, that's not weird. Taking a guitar course online, that's not weird. But your restaurant, the thing that provides you the money for your family and to put a roof over your head and to allow you to take the golf and the piano lessons and for your kids, why don't we go through courses and learn there? So the point of today's video is the restaurant business hard? Yeah, if you do it the hard way, it's hard. If you do it the easy way, I don't think it's that hard. I think if you talk to a restaurant owner today who's struggling, they're gonna tell you it's hard. I talk to restaurant owners who are crushing it. I'm fortunate enough to work with them, opening up their 4th, 5th, 7th, 8th, 10th restaurant. And to them, it's not that hard. But it's not that hard because they've learned how to do it right. They've gotten coaching. They've gone through courses. They've learned along the way. They've read books. So anyways, I just wanted to kind of off the cuff, no script, just passion here, put this video out for you about the impact courses had on my life, which is why I have taken the time to create courses and put them out for you. And the last thing I want to say here, and I think you'll see a video at the end of this about it, is we've recently created something called the Restaurant Boss Membership. And in the Restaurant Boss Membership, you get access to all of my coaching, or I'm sorry, all of my courses. Scale, Restaurant Manager Certification, Ghost Kitchen Bootcamp. We have a new course coming out. By the time you're watching this, it might already be out, called Hired. And we're gonna create new courses, a couple of them a year, to make sure that there's always fresh content out there for you. But also, if you're in the Restaurant Boss membership, you'll have the ability to jump into coaching with me weekly called Rocket Fuel Coaching. That's only available for members. There'll be more about that after this video here or below it or in a card up there. But either way, if you're not exactly where you want to be, if you're doing well and you want to do better, if you're struggling a little bit and you know you're close and you just need a little bit of help, consider going through some courses. Consider getting some training and getting some help here. There's nothing wrong with that. It's awesome. It's been amazing for my life and people that I've had the privilege of coaching and people that have gone through our courses to see the changes in their life. It's just been awesome. So, all right, everybody, this is Ryan Gronfen here with The Restaurant Boss, wishing you an absolutely amazing day. And remember, systems create freedom, freedom creates value, and value creates scale. Bye-bye.
Hey, did you notice something in today's episode?
Yep. No ads, no sponsors, just great training to help you make more money, have more freedom, and avoid the stress, struggle, and overwhelm many restaurant owners feel every day. How do I do it? How is it that you listen to all those other podcasts that have minutes and minutes worth of lame ads for underwear or other websites they're promoting? I don't judge them, but I choose to focus on you. I can only do this because you share my podcast with other folks who end up looking me up online, registering for my courses, and getting amazing results in their restaurants. It's because of you that I can self-fund this effort, and you know how hard it is to do all this. That's why I appreciate you so much. So if you like this podcast, ad-free and sponsor-free, do me a favor. Tell a friend in the restaurant business about this podcast and my website, therestaurantboss.com. It would sure help, and I would appreciate it. I'm sure our community would too. Plus, if you could leave me a review on iTunes or post a comment about this episode on my website, that would be huge as well. Until next time, remember, your success in the restaurant business is about your ability to create, manage, and master systems while developing your employees. Have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot for listening to the Restaurant Boss Podcast with your host, the restaurant boss himself, Ryan Gromfin. For more great content, free stuff to help you make more money and enjoy more freedom, visit therestaurantboss.com and click on podcast. Be sure to register on our email list so you never miss an episode. We'll see you next time.